One of America's largest ports is experiencing a major traffic jam. 37 container carriers remain anchored off of the coast of the Port of LA and the Port of Long Beach. That is the biggest backlog the Port of Long Beach has seen since the pandemic began. For more on that, let's bring in Mario Cordero. He's executive director of the Port of Long Beach. Mario, it's great to talk to you. I have to say, I was out at the port several months ago, noticed the backlog that you could see out in the waters. Tell me about what's contributing to that and to what extent you've been able to speed up the processing.
Well, thank you, Akiko, and good afternoon, and thank you for the invitation. I think basically what this represents is an ongoing disruption in the supply chain when you go back to the beginning of the pandemic. So it continues to be an unpredictable question with regard to constant delays and, of course, the whole question about the anchors, ships at anchor at the ports, at the nation's largest port complex, which incidentally, I think all the major container ports in the country are having this issue. If not, it's a global issue.
You, of course, get a significant chunk of your traffic there coming in from China. A few weeks ago, we saw these big delays over at one of China's largest ports that came a few months after another shutdown because of an outbreak that happened. To what extent do you see the catch-up from that adding to the backlog you're already seeing right now?
So you're correct, Akiko. It's a major impact. And the port that we're referencing here of late is Ningbo, a port in China that moves approximately 23 to 25 million containers. And the port of origin with regard to the containers we get here in the West Coast, specifically Southern California. So obviously when they closed down a terminal here recently in the last month and a half, they had a COVID-19 positive result in their labor force, and China's very proactive when that happens. They close the terminal down, and as you referenced, when that happens, it causes a domino effect here to the West Coast.
So what are you doing right now at the Port of Long Beach to try and accelerate the process? And ultimately, what does that mean for the ability for goods to be able to get into the hands of consumers? What kind of backlog should we anticipate?
Well, the backlog will continue, unfortunately, and probably through the summer of 2022. I mean, the good news is we have a great economy here in the United States, projected to be in excess of 7% GDP growth year over year. But in terms of the Port of Long Beach, we're trying to do everything we can with our marine terminal operators to find ways and efficiencies, such as, for example, we've designated 49 acres for a staging area for containers, and we're now going to move that and extend that to 64 acres. So these are ways in which we could allocate land to stage some of the containers that need to be taken out of the terminal, because there's capacity issues for sure, not only at the terminals, but throughout the supply chain into the distribution warehouses in the inland.
What goods are we talking about here? We've heard from so many companies who've talked about the delay in materials. We've heard the chip shortage, which is, of course, not just something that is on the shipping delays, but it's a broader issue. Where are you seeing, or what sectors are you seeing the biggest hiccups?
Well, I think right now, the consumer demand, consumer goods. I think we're in the peak season. Ordinarily, in normal times, August, September, October reflects the back-to-school spending, and of course, the holiday season's coming up. So this would be peak season in any given year in normal time. So add that to pandemic impacts, and of course, that affects all the type of consumer goods, whether you're talking about appliances, outdoor furniture, and so forth. So I could pretty much represent all the sectors have been hit across the board.
And how much of this delay you're seeing right now you think is going to spill into the holiday season?
Well, it's going to go through the holiday season. So my advice for holiday to get prepared is start ordering your goods now, and don't wait to the last minute to do your Christmas shopping, because this year in particularly, if you do that, you may find yourself short on gifts. So again, the advice is start ordering your goods in anticipation of the holiday shopping.
And finally, we've been talking so much about the labor market today, given the jobs data we got out. A lot of businesses talking about not being able to meet demand. They simply don't have the supply of workers. What does that dynamic look like at the Port of Long Beach, especially given this traffic jam that you're already dealing with? Do you have enough workers to be able to process all of this?
Yes, for the Port of Long Beach, the men and women who work on the docks, the labor there, they've been essential since the time this pandemic commenced. So thanks to the actions of Governor Newsom and our mayor here, Robert Garcia, we were very proactive in distributing vaccinations early this year. And as a consequence, again, that certainly mitigated the COVID-19 impact on the labor force. But suffice to say that, again, these men and women are working day in, day out, trying to move this cargo. So, we will continue that commitment as long as the pandemic continues and the surge of imports that we have here.
Mario Cordero, Executive Director of the Port of Long Beach. Great to have you stop by today. Appreciate the time.